You will give to this boy's father the 2,000 gold ducats that you received, less the 200 florins that you paid him, said the king. Be thankful you are not more greatly punished. August heard and felt dazed. 2,000 gold ducats for his father? Why, his father would never need to go any more to the salt works. And yet, whether for ducats or for florins, Hirschvogel was sold just the same. And would the king let him stay with it? Would he? The king looked down on the child, and as he did so, smiled once more. Will I let you stay with your Hirschvogel? Yes, I will. You shall stay at my court, and you shall be taught to be an artist, and you must win all the prizes at our schools of art. If, when you are 21 years old, you have done well, I will give you your porcelain stove again. You shall light a fire every morning in Hirschvogel, but you will not need to go out and cut the wood. The king smiled and stretched out his hand. August was so happy that he dropped to his knees and kissed the king's feet. Then he fainted away from hunger.